You know, a lot of analogies, sports analogies and so forth, and even life. We like winning as people. I have no doubt about that. We don't like losing, but we like winning. And sports are something that you either win or you lose. But it's not what you win or lose. It's how you play the game, so to speak. And sportsmanship and character, those little books that I passed out to some of you, pick one up. It's about character. And we need to reclaim some of that stuff today about character. Now, we can win, we can lose, but it's the character that's so important. In Psalm 98, verses 1 through 3, it says, "Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds." This is my New Living Translation. She used the New Living Translation. It's more up-to-date than mine, and it's one of the children's Bibles, too. So, "He has won a mighty victory by his power and holiness. The Lord announced his victory and has revealed his righteousness to every nation. He has promised to love and to be faithful to Israel. The whole earth has been seeing the salvation of our God." Victories in sports, business, politics must be won and again and again and again every year. I always think about doctors and lawyers, and they say, "Well, I'm going to go into a practice." Well, it's because they don't get it the first time. They have to practice and practice. Well, the same with politics and business and so forth. We got to do this again over and over every year. But there's a victory that was once won, once and for all. The psalmist celebrates that victory of God's power and holiness, beautifully prefiguring and understanding the full victory that Christ has done for us over sin and death. That's why we can rejoice and know that the saints went on before us are safely home, because Jesus broke that bondage over sin and death that the devil held over us for so long. Our greatest victory ever is receiving Christ and his gift of salvation. And all we got to do is confess with our lips and believe in our hearts, and we have that victory. Oh yeah, you're going to have trials and tribulations in this earth. Jesus promises that. He said, "But I've overcome the world."